Good afternoon, everyone. Thank you for joining me Saturday afternoon. Moving along with my player interviews, I have St. Rose senior Layla Laws. Layla, thank you for joining me today.
Thank you. Hi.
Now, you and, you know, St. Rose is coming off a pretty big win last night. How do you feel you played, and how do you, you know, the team played, you know, against, you know, Rumson, a top 10 shore team?
Well, we were all just really hyped for the game. We studied the scout. We knew what we had to do in order to, like, beat them. We really, like, worked on our warm-up, made sure everyone was ready to play, whether they, like, got in for how many minutes. And we really just, like, wanted to win this game. This was one of our more competitive games, so we really just wanted to, like, come out for the win.
Now, you know, I looked at the score sheet, you know, it looked like a pretty balanced, you know, effort by you, Irvin, Abby, and Rosie. Do you think, you know, your team becomes a little more dangerous when all, you know, all four of you, you know, are firing on all cylinders?
Yeah, definitely. Like, if one person, you know, is just, like, scoring, then, like, we're, you know, guardable. But since everyone was scoring yesterday, like, they really couldn't stop, like, all five of us. So it was really good that everyone was, like, playing.
Yeah, you know, and you know, that's great. You know, obviously, you know, St. Rose, my school, I'm always, you know, hoping for the best. And I get upset when, you know, you girls lose a game. But yeah. Pretty good start to the season. You think it's been challenging with, you know, COVID, you know, not knowing if your game's going to be canceled that day, or, you know, you're supposed to play RBC yesterday. And it was good that, you know, Rumson and, you know, Dave and Mary Beth were able to get this game going, because, you know, another good matchup, you know, kind of replaced, you know, RBC, which you'll have later in the year.
Yeah.
Do you find that distracting, or you just say, you know, one day at a time, let's just keep moving forward?
Basically one day at a time. You know, it was really, we were all upset that the RBC game was canceled. But we were happy when we picked up Rumson. So that was good.
Yeah. Now RBC, they are rescheduled, right? End of the month, right? Did you?
February 28th. Yeah.
Okay, good. I'll have that date circled. I'm sure everyone will. Yeah. Now I just want to rewind a little bit to the end of last school year. You know, COVID hits school, you know, all of a sudden you're told, all right, you know, you're not coming to school anymore. You know, you're going virtual. How did you find that adjustment?
Well, it definitely was hard, because from being in school, like, every single day to going straight to remote learning. I had to, like, adjust to that. I had to, like, work in my room and, like, go on my desk and stuff, you know? So it was hard, but I had to, like, make sure that I wasn't, like, doing my classes in my bed, and, like, I was actually, like, focusing on my classes and stuff.
So. Yeah, I hear, you know, I hear funny stories from parents, you know, the younger, you know, the grade school kids, that they could be doing work one second and then all of a sudden they're playing, like, video games when they're supposed to be, like, in Google Meets or Zoom. Yeah. Now, last year, did St. Rose, was it like a set schedule? Like, you had to be on Zoom or Google Meets at certain times, or did they give you assignments and you had to, you know, plan it out yourself?
We had, like, a half day. Every single day, so we had, like, times where we had to, like, be on the Google Meet, and some classes would, like, give us assignments on Google Classroom that we had to complete, but for the most part, like, we had a Google Meet every single period.
Yeah, it also tells you about technology today, because back in my day, this stuff wouldn't have been able to happen. How did you find, you know, spring balancing, you know, training and, you know, getting your schoolwork done, you know, because, you know, it was tough to also, forget about schoolwork too. It was also tough trying, you know, you couldn't be with your teammates, your AAU teammates and stuff. How did you find that, you know, to balance that?
Well, first of all, I had to, like, make sure I had all, like, my work done. And then I would, you know, go on a run around my neighborhood, or we have a court near my house, and I would just, you know, go out there and get some shots up. Or I would go to, like, my friend Bryn's house, and we would, like, do a beach workout, because she lives, like, on the beach. So we would do, like, a social distance beach workout, you know, just to get in shape with my trainer, Coach Carrie from Grit.
Okay, yeah, I know. Yeah. Up at Grit, I know Carrie, yeah.
Yeah. So we would just, like, get in shape and make sure.
And that's good because, you know, obviously throughout the pandemic, everyone sees the videos of, you know, the drills. And a few players said to me at the start of this season, said, you know, they were out of shape. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it was something me and some of the coaches, and, you know, in the fall, you know, we said, you know, how, what kind of shape are these kids going to come in, because they lost that time. But it's good that you were working on your conditioning too, because a few players said, you know, they were so focused on working on their skills that they were a little out of shape with that first practice and stuff. Yeah. So, you know, that's good that you recognize, you know, working on, you know, both your court skills and your conditioning. Yeah. Now talking a little bit, you know, your background, how old were you when you started playing basketball?
I was in fourth grade when I started to play basketball. My grandfather and my mother were my first coaches. And I play with my sister, so that was fun.
Did you play any other sports, or was basketball?
Soccer was my first sport. At the time, I was living in San Diego, California. Okay. Yeah, so my dad actually coached my first soccer team down there with my sister. So.
I need to get out to San Diego. I hear it's gorgeous out there. When did you move to New Jersey?
When I was five.
Okay. So you were still pretty young. Yeah. I find it funny, you know, soccer, you usually start soccer younger than you do basketball. And it's, you know, girls that I interview that, you know, have played soccer in the past, it's, you know, usually 3-4 years old, they start playing soccer and then basketball. Do you think it's because, you know, basketball with the hoop being higher, you know, a little more intimidating and not being able to reach? Because my niece is saying, you know, she just turned 9, but, you know, she likes basketball, but, she, you know, shorter. And, you know, soccer is more her sport because, you know, younger, you don't really, you know, have to worry about hitting the hoop.
Yeah, honestly. Yeah.
You brought up your sister. Do you have any other siblings?
No, just my twin sister.
Twin sister. Does she play any sports now? She sings, right? She's done the national anthem a few times. That's going to be pretty cool.
Yeah. Yeah.
Now, I also noticed she, you know, she's always at your games. Do you try supporting her with the stuff that she does with her, you know, singing and stuff like that?
Yeah, it goes both ways. Like, I always go to, like, her concerts if she has any, as much as I can.
That's great. That's to mean a lot, too, that she's there, you know, supporting you, you know, during your games and stuff.
Yeah.
I want to, you know, talk a little bit about your family. You know, you brought up how they coached you in soccer. How have they helped you through the years with your development in basketball?
Well, my family is a very competitive family. My grandfather played basketball and he reffed when he was in high school. My mom played basketball at a D3 school. I think it was like Rosemont. And my dad, he did swimming and he ran track. So like, we're all very competitive. Even in board games, like, it always is. Yeah.
That, you know, the fact that your mom, you know, played, you know, at the next level, does she help you a lot? Do you pick her brain a lot? You know, what to expect, you know, especially, you know, St. Rose is a highly, you know, competitive school. So, you know, they're borderline, you know, college program, how, you know, they're always ranked, you know, ranked in the top 10 in the state. So do you, you know, lean on her for advice and stuff?
Yeah, definitely. Yeah.
How about, you mentioned your grandfather ref. Do you ever ask him, you know, about certain calls and stuff like that?
It's more like he tells me the calls. No, I don't really ask. He just tells me like what I did wrong or something like that. Yeah.
Do you accept that the criticism, or, you know, the constructive criticism, or do you like rub it off, or do you try to soak it in?
I try to soak it in. Yeah.
I guess it depends on, you know, how the game went and all that, and your mood after the game, right?
Yes.
So when you were younger, who was a role model of yours? You know, could be, you know, family or professionally or?
It was my parents, because they worked really hard and like trying to get my sister and I to like get the things we needed to succeed. And like, they always taught us to like, you need to work hard to get like what you want. So nothing came easy.
That's great. And, you know, especially, you know, helping, you know, you and your sister get that mindset, you know, hard work does pay off, you know. Yeah. you see it on the court, you know, you see it in the classroom too. You know, I was a little lazy in the classroom and it did not pay off, but you know, that's great. You know, that, you know, when parents are instilled that, especially, you know, when it comes to schoolwork and sports. Moving on, AAU, who's your current AAU team?
My current AAU team is IXL, and the coach is Coach Walter Welsh.
Where are they based out of? I don't know AAU that well, so.
New York.
Okay.
Yeah.
Who are some of your teammates?
Sky Owens. She was our point guard.
Mm-hmm.
Janelle. She was also one of our guards. That team was just really a fast paced team. Yeah. We got up and down the court. We were great in transition and stuff like that. So it's just really fun to be a part of that team.
Do you like that style? Fast up and down the court?
Yeah.
What have, your coaches through the years, AAU or rec basketball when you started, how have they helped you in your development?
Well, my first AAU team was New Jersey Bells and under Coach Cindy and Joe Fagan. And they really just helped me develop as a player, learn the game and put it on the court. My next AAU team was Short Shots, and it was under Elijah Allen. And he's a really good ball handling coach, and he really just worked on my ball handling skills and just stopping on the dime to make jump shots and stuff like that. So that really helped me in my game. And then Coach Walter Welsh just helped me put it all together and just get to the rim and stuff like that. Just become more aggressive.
Yeah. And so, it's impressive that, all coaches could teach you, different things and work on different aspects. And, same with trainers. Mm-hmm. I know your kids, going to all different trainers, and each trainer kind of has their own specialty.
Yeah.
Real quick, you train up at Grit. How was it, this summer when, people, you were allowed to finally go, train with other people, going up against, Destiny would go up there, Bryn goes up there. You had Diamond Miller when she was home up there, going up against that competition. You think that brings the best out of you?
Yeah, it was definitely a challenge because they're all amazing basketball players. So I definitely had to work hard to be able to go against them, things like that.
Yeah, I took to Brent's father, and she was telling him how it was some of the best training sessions that she's had, how competitive all of you were. So and that's great to see, especially when you're going through a pandemic, you're not really being able to go up against other people or players and stuff. So it's a good bunch of girls to be working out with. Moving to high school, when you were going in, your freshman year, what are some goals you wanted to achieve, throughout your high school career?
I really just wanted to focus on my academics and just getting good grades, since it was I was a freshman, and, that transition from middle school to high school is always hard. So I also wanted to meet new people and just, be good all around academically and athletically.
I love that answer. Focus on the schoolwork, because that's what's gonna pay the bills once you're out of college, is getting that good education and you're paying attention in school and stuff. So your freshman year, you were at Donovan, right? Is that my correct?
Yes.
Freshman. Any upperclassmen that were able to help you your freshman year? If you had questions or that you were able to go to? And
well, actually, the three seniors on the basketball team, they were Melissa Buxton, Alyssa Hershey, and Molly Collins. They kind of really just helped me become a better basketball player freshman year. And they also showed me the ropes of the school and where to go and stuff. So it was definitely good to go to them for questions if I needed it.
Yeah, and that's always good when you have the upperclassmen, somebody you can lean on that are willing to help, because that's how programs are built, tradition, passing it down to the younger, the underclassmen. Mm-hmm. So after your freshman year, you transfer to St. Rose. How was that transition?
It was hard.
Adjusting to a new school, and St. Rose is smaller. Well, right there is smaller, a little smaller, because Donovan has the football team that always brings in more students. So how was that transition, transferring schools?
It was hard because I only knew two or three people that went to that school, and coming from a school that I knew the staff because my grandma worked there, and plus a lot of the students there. But I also had like transfers that also came in with me.
Yeah.
So I like formed a bond with all of them. So that made it easier. Like,
that was going to be one of my questions. Did you form a good relationship with, so Bryn, Michaela, and Maria, the four of you all came in the same year. Now you being the only, you know, you were a sophomore, the other ones were juniors. So were you able to form a special bond with the, you know, the three others?
Yes. Yeah. Especially Michaela. We would do like TikToks and stuff like that. Yeah.
Yeah. Tiny would always, right when he be tweeting about the TikToks that you yeah. And then last year, you know, Irvin jumped into yeah. the TikToks. I mean, yeah. that's good that, you know, that you're able to have some fun too, you know, because, you know, I know playing St. Rose, you know, St. John Vianney's, you know, there's a lot of pressure there, but also to relax mm-hmm. and, you know, enjoy yourselves too, especially yeah. with your teammates like that. How any classmates that helped you, you know, non-basketball players when you transferred?
I really just like was hanging out with like the transfers because I really didn't know a lot of people. So it was mostly just like basketball people.
How tough was it having to sit out the 30 days with the transfer rule, you know, your sophomore year?
Yeah, it was tough, especially because I would put, you know, 100% in at practice and then, you know, have to sit on the sidelines and watch my other teammates play. It was tough, but, you know, just cheering along my teammates and seeing them do like the best they could was fun too.
Now that was, you know, I thought that was a really special team that, you know, the team pretty much had a little bit of everything. You had an inside presence, you know, good outside shooting, you know, very mm-hmm. strong defense. And it was a very fun team to watch because they kind of put you girls played that fast pace up and down, you know,
yeah.
I don't know what you averaged that year as a team, but you know, there was many games. I saw the games in the high 70s, low 80s. How did it feel, you know, the team won the state title that year. How was it being part of something like that?
It was actually an honor, you know, that a program could achieve that high of an honor, you know. Yeah, it was fun to be a part of that and like to win that game. That was fun to like watch.
They and that, you know, it's a tough bracket, you know, you played, you know, St. John Vianney. Mm-hmm. Did you see RBC that year? I don't remember if you had RBC that year, but, you know, and then Immaculate Heart, and, you know, it's you know, it's the toughest group, you know, definitely in the States. So it just shows you how well balanced that the team was.
Mm-hmm.
Moving on, you know, your last season, what was something you wanted to improve from your sophomore year to your junior year?
Well, I wanted to be able to get to the rim and different finishes, work on my shot, like, consistently. You know, get in better shape, you know, that stuff.
Did you think, you know, start of the season, the team was, you know, ranked number one in state. Did that put any more pressure on you and the team?
Well, yeah, definitely being ranked number one in state puts a lot of pressure on a team. But as a team, we wanted to go like one game at a time, work on, we didn't want to like look ahead. We wanted to make sure that we knew what to like prepare for in the next game.
Yeah. Now you started early on, you know, very big win against Rutgers Prep, who was a good team. How did it feel, you know, getting, you know, such a good start to the season with a win against the Rutgers Prep right before Christmas break?
Well, it was hard because Coach Marybeth wasn't coaching us at mm-hmm. that time. But we definitely like fed off the crowd's energy, like yeah. everyone was excited about it. And we just like wanted to win because they were also like a really good team. And it just felt great to like come out with the win.
Yeah, you know, I was at that game, and I stopped keeping my stat book because it was just, you know, it was too exciting of a game, you know, being there as a fan. And, you know, it's great to be, you know, I'm sure, you know, it's great, you know, being in the stands for that game, but, you know, being on the floor and being on the bench has to be, you know, the feet off the crowd, especially your home crowd, you know, it was sold out. I mean, I'm pretty sure it was sold out because it was a packed gym.
Yeah.
You know, after that, the team goes to Florida for, you know, and that's a pretty big event down there. How was it, you know, not a lot of teams get to leave the state, you know, and enter like tournaments like that. How was it, you know, traveling with the team, you know, and playing in such, you know, against so many good teams down there in that Naples event?
It was fun. Like, it was a different experience, you know, playing against different teams from like different states. And, you know, like not really knowing a lot about them except for like the scout, and also like off the court, we would go to dinner and stuff like that, go to like the beach. So it was definitely like a bonding experience. It was also like fun to be playing against these like different teams.
Yeah, it has to be a plus, you know, seeing teams that you know never dream about, you know, think about, you know, you'd be playing teams from Tennessee, Louisiana, Texas. And you know, you brought up even at, you know, when you're not playing bonding, you know, similar to like the AAU, you know, when you travel going away on these tournaments with your teams and you form that special bond. It had to be fun, you know, especially, you know, kids, you know, being your age and stuff, being able to do something like, and you were in nice warm weather.
Warm and Christmas season.
Last thing I want to talk about junior year, you know, Paul the Sixth game. How was it being a part of that game? Because, you know, I've been to so many games in my years. That was one of the most exciting games. And how is it being a part of that? And, you know, before we, you know, get to your reaction when Michaela, you know, hit that shot, how was it? What was your mindset when you were down, what, 16? I think 16 with just over 3 minutes left. What was your mindset at that point?
Honestly, like the team, we were down because we were down by 16. We were like upset because we really wanted to win. You know, the bench was really like encouraging the people who were in to like, you know, continue to like push through. We were like trying to see us winning, but it was definitely hard since we were down by so much. So
Now, you know, Bryn fouls out with a couple minutes left, and you know you girls didn't lose your composure and stuff. What was your reaction, you know, when Bryn fouled out?
It was definitely sad to see Bryn foul out with only like a couple minutes left, but we had we knew like we could still come out with a win, especially like with the other people on the court. So
the big question, what was your reaction when, you know, Michaela, when that shot went down? Because I don't know if you saw on Twitter, the picture got my reaction. Like I was holding my head like,
wow. Yeah. Oh, that was amazing. I think I actually like ran out on the court, with like the other teammates, but that was definitely like a great moment to see like the ball actually like go in the basket.
Do you feel that deflated the other team? Because I mean, coming back from 16 points, you know, if you're the team that's up 16, you know, that has to be, you know, deflating. And your team is very pumped up. And, you know, before the jump ball, Michaela came out and you heard her yell, "We're not losing this now." And, you know, it's great to see, you know, the fire, you know, in her eyes, and everybody was on page. And then you guys had a very strong, you know, went to double overtime, but you were able to put it away. Do you think that kind of, you know, your team was able to feed off that and to close out that game?
Yeah, we definitely fed off Michaela's energy, especially because she made that shot and she was like, "We're not losing." So we definitely were like, "Yeah, like we're not losing."
Yeah. Do you think that was the most fun game you've been a part of?
Yeah, definitely.
Okay. Now, moving to this season, did you think the season was going to actually happen with everything going on with COVID?
I definitely had my doubts. I really wanted it to happen since, you know, I've been like training so hard in the off season with like Carrie. I thought it was like not going to happen, especially with like the ongoing COVID cases, but I was like hoping it would happen because, you know, I really wanted to play with like my teammates.
Yeah, because at that point, you know, COVID cases were skyrocketing at that time, so I could understand being a little worrisome about that the season might not actually happen, but it did happen. And now finally yesterday we were able to get some parents into the stands. How was that having, you know, actually some fans in the stands?
That was good because normally our games are just, we only hear us like talking, and yesterday it was like we could hear the parents like cheer for us, and it was just like we were feeding off their energy. So
especially being a senior, you know, having family members there, that has to be big. You know, your final season, you definitely wanted them in there. That, you know, that's all I cared about was, you know, they had to find some way to get the senior parents into the gyms to watch your kids. Now you're a senior, what are some of the things you're hoping to pass down to the younger girls, you know, the freshmen and the sophomores on the team?
Just to work hard, to earn playing time, and just to like never give up, you know. And you should like love the game, you know, learn to like love it.
Yeah, that definitely. Shouldn't be doing it if you know you don't have the passion that, you know, to play every day. And, you know, not even just the games, you know, you got to put the passion in practice and, you know, training, which, you know, I see how hard, you know, you girls work, you know, in off season and during the season. It's really impressive the effort you girls put in. What are some goals you have, you know, this season? I know, you know, we're almost probably halfway through now, but what were some goals you had for the season?
Well, I really just wanted to play with like all my senior teammates one last time and just to like showcase my talents and just to be committed for this season.
One of the senior, you know, Abby, what is it like playing with her? What have you learned, you know, cause she's had 4 years at St. Rose, you know, basically leading the point position from her sophomore year on. What have you learned from her and taken away from her?
Well, this actually like wasn't the first time I've played with her. Mm-hmm. I also played with her when we were younger under John Mayo. And, you know, we're both fast. Like if one of us like gets a steal, you know, the other person's down the court ready to like get the layup. So we both like love that transition game. So yeah, it really works well.
That's good. And you get easy buckets that way.
Yeah.
Last question about this season. You know, you've been playing with Mary Beth now for the last couple of years. What have you learned from her and, you know, take away from her?
Well, she really just like teaches all of us to focus on like the little things, make yourself, you know, do the little things and try 100% in practices. And that, like, you know, like this stuff carries out to like the real world. And even though it has like nothing to do with basketball, like it shows you like the type of person you are.
Yeah, I enjoy, you know, watch, you know, training or and whatnot, you know, when you see the player, you know, put that to use in the games. And, you know, mm-hmm. I see it so much. And so, you know, that means, you know, you're taking the training seriously and you're trying to soak in as much. And then when I see, you know, even, you know, it's not going to, you're not going to be able to accomplish it every time, but, you know, try and, you know, that's how you get better. You know, you got fail to get better, some people say, but before we talk about, you know, your future and wrap up, you up for some rapid questions?
Oh, sure.
Okay. What's your favorite movie?
I don't really have a favorite movie. I'm kind of like a Marvel DC comic. No? Okay. So I'm waiting for like the new movies to come out. So.
Yeah, it's been tough the last year.
Yeah.
How about a TV show? Do you have a favorite TV show?
Well, during quarantine, I've watched a few. I've watched Ozark. That was a good one. Yeah.
I just started watching that.
Yeah. It's really good. Umbrella Academy.
Don't know that one.
Do you know All American?
Yes.
Yeah, that was a good one. And also WandaVision just came out, so
yeah, I hear a lot. I hear that's good. I haven't seen it yet. How about a favorite subject?
Math. I like math. Yeah.
What's your favorite number?
Three.
Yeah.
How
about favorite song or music group?
I like R&B. My favorite song right now would be like Out of Time by Drake and Bryson Tiller. Okay. So, yeah.
Yeah. I'm out of the music stuff. The current stuff. I listen to my 90s and early 2000s music. Yeah. Last question for this. When you're not doing basketball or schoolwork, what is something you enjoy doing?
I mostly hang out with my family. You know, I'm really close to my family, so.
That's good. And I can tell you have that special bond with your sister, don't you? Being twin sisters and stuff. That's good. How is it growing up as, you know, with twins?
It's fun. You know, like she's like my own personal like best friend. Like I could take her anywhere, you know, like when I don't know anyone, you know, she's always
there. Probably has your positives and negatives. You know, you got somebody always there that you can lean on, and then, you know, being as any sibling, because sometimes it could just be nagging. You know, before we wrap up, talk, you know, future, what are some of the things you're looking at, you know, colleges wise?
Well, I want a college that is not that far away from my family, but not too close. And I also want like a not that big of a school, but like a school where I can like have a good one-on-one with like my professor. And just a basketball team that's like a family.
That's That's good. And you were probably the first person to bring up, you know, a team that's like family, and, you know, which is good because you want to have a good relationship with, you know, the kids you're going to be spending with the next 4 years of you know, and your final four years of your education. Do you know what you want to do, you know, post-college?
Well, I want to become a physical therapist. Yeah.
What made you draw interest to that field?
Honestly, I've been wanting to do that, like, throughout my whole life.
The athletes impress me, you know, physical therapists, you know, doctors, or all different things. You know, when I went to school, it was you either played sports or you did schoolwork. You didn't do both. Yeah. So I know you need to have good grades to be a physical therapist, and, you know, pretty smart, you know, with the science and, you know, the body and all that. Last question I like to ask, what advice would you give your younger self?
Honestly, just to not give up and know that opportunities are going to present themselves, and just work on my academic and athletic career, and I'll be able to show everyone like my God-given talents.
That's great. Layla, thank you for joining me, taking some time out today. And I wish you and the team luck the rest of the season. And hopefully, you know, I could get, you know, into the game, especially the RBC game. But good luck, and, you know, good luck accomplishing all your goals in the future.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.